Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today FM.
Right, here's the deal. At the start of the week, we introduced Cathal to a brand new segment of which he was the main star. And it was taking up challenges because he's proved himself over the last couple of months. He went and did the Coot Hill Parade on Paddy's Day and a number of other things. So we thought, you know what, this needs a more regular setting on the Dermot and Dave Show on Today FM. So Challenge Cathal is now a thing. And his first challenge, I think, could possibly be the toughest of his life.
Yeah, you broke me. You literally broke me.
We gave Cathal a training baby, as seen on Love Island. It's not a real baby, but it does all the things and has all the same demands that a real baby has.
Yeah, it felt like a real baby. The baby had weight.
Yeah.
The baby was temperamental, hungry.
Yep.
Actually sounds a bit like you, Dermot.
He is a
burp
baby.
Me, Cathal, burp me. What was the toughest part?
The nighttime. That's just, don't mess up my sleep.
You were like a different man. I've never seen you properly cranky because you're always a good, you know, happy, upbeat kind of guy.
Yeah.
But you were just, you know what you were? You were sullen. Oh, you were like a teenager.
Yeah.
And was Wednesday night was harder, was it?
Yeah, Wednesday night was harder because it was constantly waking up. So it
she
happened.
Was constantly.
Sorry, she.
Sorry, tell everyone her name.
Kylie. Minogue.
Yeah.
Cathal's second name is Minogue. It writes itself.
Yeah. Doesn't need much explaining.
And it wheezes itself and it poos itself.
All of those things. And like, it was just the fear of going to bed knowing that you're going to have to wake up in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Alison Healy, who recently had a baby.
Yeah.
And she called it night dread. And that's just the thing you have for years.
Before you go asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That having that feeling of night dread.
Yeah.
Post electric picnic. I think everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
How did you sleep last night?
Oh, so I went home.
Obviously it was night one without Kylie.
Without Kylie, yeah. People were messaging me saying, I bet you're going to be sad tonight. Sad. I went home. I was home at 5:30, slept on the couch until 8:30. Peeled my eyes open to watch a bit of the Eurovision and was wrecked. Went back to bed at 10 o'clock and woke up this morning fully fresh. Didn't wake once.
Yeah, I was not impressed by, there was no bond, you know, formed really between you and Kylie. Like, Kylie was switched off remotely after the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And Cathal went from like burping, changing nappies, rocking, you know, all the things that a parent would do to the little baby, to just dumping Kylie on the Today FM couch. And there was a newspaper thrown on top of her at one point.
Oh, my stress levels were so high all the time. And also I had to work as well. So I should have been on the paternity leave.
Well, yeah, there
that
is
was
that.
The thing.
We did get a lot of those messages in asking where was your paternity leave.
I was expecting to become close to Kylie. I was. I even bought the baby biscuits and all. I was getting excited.
You got Farley's Rusks or Liga.
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 Oh, yeah.
Finished the box. Unreal.
Those you biscuits did. Are not unreal. Kylie.
No.
Yeah, they're nice.
But after night one, I was like, not really happy with you here. So
can you see now why parents are so happy when they get to go on a hotel break and all they do is sleep?
Yeah. Well, I never understood that was a thing that you would just go and sleep. Because when I'd hear that from parents saying, oh yeah, we went off for the weekend, but all we did was sleep. And I was like, what? Are you not out partying all weekend? The last thing I want to do this weekend is party. I want to book myself a hotel and sleep.
Well, look, the best thing is throughout all of this week, baby Kylie has been monitored by the lady who gave you the baby in the first place. Orla Grimes is a drugs education worker at St. Andrew's Resource Centre in Pierce Street in Dublin. And the baby has sensors all over it and it has been keeping score of your parenting abilities. Yes. And if you did anything wrong when the Today FM Dermot and Dave team weren't watching, we'll know. Because Orla knows, because baby knows. Okay? Now Orla's on the line. Good morning, Orla.
Good morning.
Hi, Orla.
Hi.
I'm nervous now that I hear you.
Orla, I presume you've been tuning in and listening to snippets of how Cathal has been getting on. Were you impressed with the way that he appeared to be handling himself and his role as father?
Well, it appears that Cathal had been taking really good care of the baby. I've seen pictures Kylie in the trolley at Aldi. Secure in the baby seat and well taken care of.
Yeah,
that was good to see.
She's been in Noni's pram here in the studio while he was working, and he was answering phones, you know, for competitions with one hand.
Well,
and in the other arm, Kylie, he managed to get a bottle into Kylie's mouth with his chin.
Oh, super dad.
Yeah. I think when it was just myself and Kylie traveling in and out of the car, that's when I was not the best, I think. Because all the bits and all, I was a bit stressed. So at those moments, I am a bit nervous of how my parenthood will be scored.
Well, you know, Carl, it is interesting, and especially you've mentioned there that you had sort of night fear, and usually what we'd see in the reports is at night time, that's when people struggle the most and that they don't respond to the baby's needs at night time. But with yours, it's actually the total opposite.
Okay, well, so hang on there, Orla. We've got to play some dramatic music here. Thank you, Stephen. So, after a week, Cathal Minogue of Cashel, County Tipperary. Orla, can you tell us what is Cathal's score as a father?
Okay, well, let me break it down a little for you. So, Cathal was scored in four different areas. One was the rocking of the baby. So, four times Kylie looked to be rocked, and she was only rocked twice.
Twice in a week?
She cried 19 times for a nappy change, and she got 17 of those. She cried to be burped 12 times, and he actually burped her 11 out of 12, which is really good. And out of 24 feeds, she was fed 22 times.
Oh. I don't know what I didn't feed her, though. That's the thing. So this is a strong score.
It's a strong score. So his average there was 88%, which was really, really
88%.
Good. 88%? Well, unfortunately, there were some deductions from that score because baby's head supports weren't. She had four head supports.
Yeah, we see Orla.
Her head was mishandled.
Yeah, he was trying to put on a pair of GAA shorts at one point when he was getting ready for training, and he may or may not have dropped a baby Kylie.
Oh dear.
There was a moment in the car as well that just didn't go to plan, putting her back into the car.
Yeah, moving baby seems to be causing problems, all right.
Yeah.
So you lost 12% there. So it left you with an overall score, Carl, of 76%.
76%! Oh. Yes!
Nice work.
Yes.
That's a B.
That's pretty strong.
That's a B. Now, Maria, would you, if Carl was taking care of your baby, would you expect a B or would you like 100%?
I would look for an A++. Yeah. We might wait until baby's a little bit older to ask him to babysit.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple of years.
You know what I'm seeing here, Orla, is that men have possibly lower standards than women. I'm there. That's a B. Yay. That's good enough. You're like, no, it's a child. It needs to be excellent.
The baby survived. That's the main thing.
Baby survived.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm happy
She's
with that.
She's alive to tell the tale.
How would that compare to, say, the teenagers who you'd be working with who would be minding these babies?
Oh, look, we get a range of scores from 100% all the way down the line. So by comparison, Cathal didn't do too badly.
Aww. So someone got 100%.
Oh,
I just don't know how. I don't know how that could happen. Also, don't know how I missed feeds. I felt like I was constantly feeding the baby. How?
Oh, it's more difficult than it looks. And I suppose those babies are easier, I think, than a real baby too. You don't have smelly nappies to deal with, and you're not worried if they're hot or cold or if they're sick or, but, you know, all the other concerns parents have.
Then you don't get the cuddles and the smiles. You just get the baby crying all the time.
The baby also doesn't have a sensor. The real baby doesn't have a sensor that'll just go bleep when you successfully, you know, made the baby happy again.
It's the best part.
Orla, thank you so much. Is there hope for Cathal as a dad?
I think there's hope for Cathal as a dad.
I don't think
well
he wants
done,
it.
Cathal.
Okay.
But, you know, if you wanted to try again for 100%, Cahill, we could always set that up for you.
Nah, it's okay. Don't you worry. 76, I'll take that. When I ever have a baby, I will just say, doctor, it's all right. Don't tell us anything. I got 76%.
Thanks,
I'll
Nora.
I'll send you your certificate to prove it, Cahill.
Yes, please. I'll frame it.
See you, Orla. Thanks a bit.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So what did Claire think of this whole thing?
Like she said that I was a different person. I texted her yesterday and said, baby's turned off. Load of exciting emojis and party. She just said, thank God, you've been a different person this week. Exactly what she said.
Well, she's in for a rude awakening herself then. Down the line. No rush, Cahill. No rush.
No, not at all.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. To